Our scripture reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28. I notice it says verses 16 through 20. I think I have 18 through 20, but the back of the bulletin says 16 through 20, so we're going to go with that. So if you'll join me. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We are in our last sermon of our Dream Like Jesus series, and we have learned over the last several weeks that for us to dream like Jesus, we can't just sit back and dream big things. We have to become active in that. And we do that by designing, reaching, engaging, activating, and then finally, we mobilize the whole body to change the world. And these words that we just heard from Jesus in Matthew 28, before he ascended into heaven, understand those words are not a suggestion. It is not an optional program of the church. Each follower is called to obey the Great Commission, and that is a non-negotiable. You can't be a follower of Jesus and not participate in the Great Commission. But I also know that that phrase, change the world, can sometimes feel very overwhelming. How do we even begin to do that? So a few things I want to highlight in this passage that gives us a framework for how we mobilize, how we live this out, how we send out the body to change the world. The first thing I want to point out to you, when we feel overwhelmed by the daunting tasks of changing the world, before we even try to take that very first step, we need to look first to the authority of Jesus. Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." So before Jesus ascends, he reminds them who is in charge. He holds all authority. And that means when we go out to share, to serve, to make disciples, we do not go in our own power, but in his. And perhaps that gives us a little comfort, even a little courage, that when we go forth, we remember who sends us. That if Jesus has all authority, then no excuse, no fear, no barrier can override his command. If God is for us, who can be against us? Mobilization starts first and foremost with confidence in Christ's authority, because we know he has already won the victory. So we need to think of ourselves as ambassadors. They don't speak on their own behalf. They carry the authority of the one who sent them. And that is us, friends. We are Christ's ambassadors. So we need to look at the authority of Jesus, and then we look at the assignment of the church, which is, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. Go, send everyone out into the mission fields. Jesus tells the apostles how to build the church, and it wasn't, go sit in this building and wait for people to show up. He told them to go and meet the people where they were, and that is how the church is built today. Being mobilized is not something that is only commanded of a select few. It should be normative of every disciple. Mobilizing means moving beyond the four walls. So we go and we make disciples. The Great Commission is not about filling pews. It is about making disciples. Discipleship means teaching people to follow Jesus in every part of life. And just as the call to go is not just reserved for missionaries in Southeast Asia, it is not just reserved for the SEAL Team 6, making disciples is not just a job for the select few. Every believer plays a role in making disciples. Some will teach, some will mentor, some will serve as examples, some will pray and intercede, but we will all share the story. So we go and make disciples of all nations, meaning no one is excluded. Neighbors, co-workers, the forgotten, the hurting, the next generation. In the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, look at where Jesus says to go. Jesus says, can we go to the, not that slide. There we go. Acts 1:8. Jesus says, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So, a couple things I want to point out there. Jerusalem was their hometown where their closest relationships were formed. So when Jesus says all nations, he includes your own. And that tells us that our Christian witness, our service, really begins at home. If we can't witness to those closest to us, how well do you think we're going to witness to those we are not close to? A man named Oswald Smith once said that the light that shines the farthest shines brightest at home. So think about how you can be part of the Great Commission beginning at home. And let me just say, just being present is huge, especially in today's world. Be intentional about not filling your extra time with Facebook scrolling or Netflix binging, but play games with your family. Go on walks together. Do a daily devotional. Spend more time at the dinner table. Don't just let your faith be shared on Sunday mornings in worship, but make it a part of your everyday conversations with your family. So Jerusalem, Judea, which was their local region. So we can think of this like our local community, Hillsboro, DeSoto, Jefferson County. And this could cover a wide range of things. It could be something as simple as sending cards to family and friends. Maybe you get a group together and you engage in some walks. Maybe you go on prayer walks around your community. Maybe you pick up trash. Wave at neighbors as you walk by them, smile at people in public. Sometimes you catch them off guard. They're not even expecting it anymore, right? Maybe in your neighborhood, you see pink and blue balloons on the mailbox, which means they're a new baby, yeah. So maybe you bring them a package of diapers and leave it on their front porch. Or maybe there was a for sale sign in the front yard and now it's gone and there's cars in the driveway. Why not bring over a tray of cookies or a welcome letter? Maybe your local school is in need of volunteers or supplies. Maybe your local animal shelter is looking for food or for fosters. We have lots of opportunity to mobilize right here in our community. All for Family is always looking for volunteers to help with supervised visits. I know our courts are always looking for court-appointed special advocates, right? We have the Jefferson County Coalition for the Unhoused. So there are many ways to enter the mission fields right here in our community. From Judea to Samaria, we start to see where we are crossing cultural lines, engaging people who are different from us. If all of your friends are just like you, you are missing out. You need to get out more. Right? You need to engage with people who are different from you. Get involved in cultural diversity. Groups and causes who work for social justice issues and who address the disparities and discrimination that exist across cultural lines. How many of you know about the Douglas Cooperative High School? Raise your hand. Not many. Wow. So Douglas Cooperative High School was an all-black high school in Festus, and it was the only high school for black students between Webster Groves and Cape Girardeau, Missouri. It opened in 1939, and it was closed in 1955 when students were integrated into area schools. And that school is currently buried in Festus. And they're hoping to dig it up and find important pieces of their history that was buried with the school, trophies, yearbooks. They're hoping to make a museum honoring the work that was done in the school and in our community that many of us do not currently know about. So there's an opportunity right there to engage your local community, engaging in cultural diversity. From Samaria to the ends of the earth, that is the end goal there, that every tribe, every nation, every language will hear the gospel and believe. And, you know, perhaps you're not able to physically reach the ends of the earth, but that doesn't mean you can't reach them some other way, right? You could become a child advocate for Compassion International. You can send money to UMCOR, the United Methodist Committee on Relief. They help with disaster relief all over the world. You can help fund the building of a school in another country. I remember one year, one of the churches I served did a book drive. We collected, everybody brought in books they did not want anymore, and we opened it up to the community to come and purchase our gently loved books, 50 cents to a dollar a piece. And then we donated that money to a school in Haiti so that they could buy books for their library. And I think we raised like $1,500, $2,000 to help them fund their library. There are lots of real creative ways that we can reach the ends of the earth. But at the very least, you know, we need to pray for those that we are not able to physically reach, you know, for healing from plagues and war, praying for the sick and impoverished, the persecuted, the governments that oppress them, and the mission teams that are out there serving them. And when Jesus says, hear me, when Jesus says all nations, he includes your own, but it is not limited to that. And I say that because sometimes when we talk about serving international missions, I hear people say, but we have those problems right here, which is true. But then they'll say, we need to help our own before we go helping others. And friends, that is not correct. Because you'll notice in Acts 1:8, Jesus doesn't say, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, then in Judea, then in Samaria, and then to the ends of the earth. He says, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So we are called to care about people, not principalities. And we are called to care about them simultaneously. Though sometimes some circumstances may, you know, dictate greater focus in one area than another, we are still called to care for them all simultaneously. Okay, so we look at the authority of Jesus. We look at the assignment of the church. Then we look at the actions we have to take. In verses 19 and 20, Jesus says that we go and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. So Jesus gives us two concrete actions, baptizing and teaching. So baptizing, meaning we are welcoming new members into the family of God. That it's about community, it's about belonging, it is about making sure everybody discovers their identity in Christ. And then teaching, you know, passing on the way of Jesus, that it's not just head knowledge, that it is teaching obedience. Discipleship is not just learned, it is lived. And those actions must be accompanied with the assurance of Jesus' presence. The one thing I really love about this passage is that while it does seem overwhelming and daunting to take the gospel out into the world, to make disciples of all nations. That command, that commission, is bookended by two very essential things that make any of it possible, and that is Jesus' authority and his assurance. He says, "Surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Mobilization can be overwhelming, and we sometimes say things like, "I'm not qualified, I don't know enough, I'm limited in what I can do." But we can be assured that whatever we bring to Jesus, he can work with that, because it's his Spirit that empowers us, it is his word that guides us, it is his presence that sustains us. We don't mobilize alone. Jesus goes with us every step of the way. So what does it look like for us to mobilize everyone here? Well, we equip every member. You know, that we train them in how to share their faith, how to pray, how to disciple others. We empower every gift. You know, you don't need to be a pastor to live out the commission. Every gift, whether it's hospitality or service or administration or even just encouraging, they all play a vital role. We engage every opportunity, encourage people to see daily life as a mission. We are supposed to live every single day we are given with that last day in mind. Most of the time we don't, but we really should, because we're never promised tomorrow. So that helps us kind of posture our lives to see every conversation can be a seed planted. Every smile can lift a downtrodden heart. Every prayer can breathe fresh wind into the sails of somebody's purpose. And every hand can bring some degree of restoration and reconciliation to the broken. And we encourage every heart. We keep reminding each other that we are never alone in this journey. We have each other. And above all, Jesus is with us. The Great Commission is not just a lofty mission statement for the church. It is the mobilization call for every believer. Jesus has the authority. He has given us the assignment. He has shown us the actions, and he assures us of his presence. Mobilization happens when we see ourselves not as spectators, not as consumers, but as disciple makers, and then stepping out into the mission fields in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Let us pray. Gracious and mighty God, we thank you that you are the Lord of new beginnings and fresh seasons. Today we stand at the threshold of a new chapter in the life of this church. You have been faithful in the past. You are present with us now, and you are leading us into a future filled with hope. Lord, pour out your Spirit on us. Open our eyes to see the opportunities you place before us. Stir our hearts to believe that every person here has a place, a purpose, and a calling in the mission of Jesus Christ. Remind us that the Great Commission is not just for a few, but for all who bear your name. Give us courage to step out in faith, to serve with joy, to share the love of Christ in our homes, our workplaces, and in our community. Break down every barrier of fear or hesitation and replace it with boldness and compassion and a burning desire to see lives changed by the gospel. As we enter this new season, Lord, unite us as one body working together in harmony, using our gifts to build your kingdom. And let this be a time of renewal, revival, and transformation for us, for our neighbors, and for all who have yet to know you. And we pray in the name of Jesus, the risen Lord, who sends us out. Amen.